Good morning. Today is August 10th, and this is the Pudcast. In issue 45, we see Pud in a navy blue suit and a red straight tie. This is a different suit than his Pee Wee Herman suit we saw in a previous issue. And he's looking up at his mother, and he's scowling, and he says, "Mom, I'm not leaving the house in a suit unless you let me wear a cool hat." Then, in the next panel, he's poking his head out the car window. His tie is flowing in the wind, and he's wearing a pirate hat, a large buccaneer hat with a skull on it. And there's the word zoom on the screen to indicate the car is moving, I guess. So here, we're confronted with a few things. Firstly, that Pud's rugged boyish masculinity has him restrained by articles of sophistication, most notably the necktie, which is to the baby boomer generation seen as a noose around the neck and a symbol of male oppression. So the pirate hat is Pud's way of rebelling against that aesthetic by introducing his own funky counter-aesthetic. He thinks that he has evaded the embarrassment of wearing a suit, thus, "I'm not leaving the house" is not an indication of the undesirability of wearing a suit in of itself, but merely the factor of the social embarrassment of being seen to be so coddled and classed like this. So this is the impression he has, whereas the central dramatic irony is that we as the audience know that wearing a pirate hat on any occasion, generally speaking, makes you look like a lunatic. Pud, of course, in his childish innocence, is exempt from certain social taboos like this, so he is able to ride this fashion line. And your double bubble fun fact is that the largest insect is a beetle the size of your hand. Well, I don't know about that. Whoever wrote this fact clearly has no way of knowing exactly how big my hand is. My hand is exceptionally large, in fact. Certainly bigger than the children's hands that this comic would be targeted at. So...